When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I hope you're enjoying Fill in the Blanks. I've enjoyed doing it for almost a year now, and I talked my wife into doing her own podcast, and she just launched it. It's called I've Got a Secret. And she says that with both hands up to her mouth and shouting because she doesn't keep any secrets. She tells everything she knows, and it's all about girls getting together and talking about the secrets they know to make their lives better. I made sure she isn't telling any secrets on me, but I'm going to be listening just to make sure. So you can find I've Got a Secret by Robin McGraw on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and anywhere else podcasts are found. I think you're really going to find this entertaining and fun. I've listened to one broadcast already, and it was a lot of fun. That's I've Got a Secret, hosted by my wife, Robin McGraw. Tune in. You're going to love it.
Hello, everyone. This is Robin McGraw, and you are listening to my very first podcast, I've Got a Secret. I am super, super excited because my first guest is Jennifer Meyer. Jennifer was born and raised in Los Angeles, and her passion for jewelry began at age 6 when her grandmother taught her the art of enamel jewelry. She opened her first Jennifer Meyer boutique in the fall of 2018, and her jewelry is the perfect balance of understated elegance and unparalleled quality. I actually have quite a few of her pieces, and I just love them. You can see them all at jennifermeyer.com. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Congratulations. This is so exciting.
Thank you. I just wish you knew really how excited I got when the girls told me that you were going to be my very first guest.
I wish you knew how excited I got when I heard I was going to be your first guest.
Oh, so we're going to have a lot of fun today. And I want all the listeners out there to know that I've Got a Secret is a podcast that is going to be something that's really fun and really positive. Because when I say I've Got a Secret, just imagine all of you out there that when I say that, I've got my hands cupped around my mouth and I'm like screaming, I've got a secret, because that's what I really mean. We're going to share secrets. We're going to share with each other today. The name of this podcast today is The Secret to Creating the Perfect Girls' Night. And I just, you know, I'm going to tell all of you, I know Jennifer and she is always smiling. She's very positive and she's just a lot of fun. And so, Jennifer, tell me, what do you feel? How do you feel? And what do you think about having a girls' night?
I mean, I think their girls' night's actually imperative to your well-being.
I
think, yes, we could talk about a million things when it comes to girls' night, but I think that girls' night for me, they range from you're just breaking it down and getting advice and going through everything that you need to go through to a lot of margaritas and good Mexican food, you know?
Oh, yes. You know what? I'm really glad that you said just now. I was waiting for you to bring that up. You said margaritas. I personally think that when you get the girls together, you can't really chill and celebrate anything without a drink. I mean, it's not like it has to be like an all-out hell-raising, you know, like party drunk fest. But I do think, and tell me if you agree, that having one drink or a few is something that we've earned.
Listen, I will tell you this. I have a few girlfriends who don't drink and they are so fun and they're amazing. But I will tell you personally, I really appreciate a good margarita or a good glass of wine.
Yeah.
Or
it's so funny you said that because.
And yeah, we've worked really hard for it.
So
one, two, maybe three, doesn't hurt.
Good for you, because I actually agree with you. You know, I'm married to a man who doesn't drink at all.
Yep.
We've been together 47 years.
Wow.
And just celebrated our anniversary of 43.
Oh my God, that's goals. That's incredible.
43 years. And when I met him, actually, it was something I wanted to hear him say. I said, do you drink alcohol? And he said, no, I think I'm allergic to it. And I said, I think I'm in love with you. Because when I was a child, my father was an alcoholic. I think I was maybe 10 or 11 years old. I was in bed one night and I made a life decision. I will never marry a man who drinks alcohol. And I will never raise my children in a home with an alcoholic. And so really when I met Philip, he was a dream come true because I was certain that I made the right decision in that bed that night. However, when I say I think it's fun to be out with the girls and have a drink, I do believe that, but
I completely agree.
Yeah, just and he FYI. Supports that. Yeah. He's in total support of it.
We all need a designated driver.
That's exactly right. So when you say you have girlfriends that don't drink, I totally support anyone who does not take a drink because Philip is so much fun.
Listen, I'm a lot more fun with a drink, I'll be honest.
I agree. So since we're talking about that, I'm going to share with you one of my drinks that I've created at home. And it's kind of funny when you said margarita and wine. Those are the only two things that I really enjoy.
Oh, we should go drinking together.
I think you're right. Because a really nice glass of wine with a really great meal is one of my favorite ways to spend the evening or to celebrate something. And also, tequila is a really great, great way to relax and have fun. So I've created a drink, and I'm going to have the girls bring those out because when I knew you were coming, I knew that you enjoy tequila. And so,
are you kidding me? You actually have a tequila drink right now?
I have one for you.
Oh, okay. I'm super ready. I do not care that it's 2:30 in the afternoon. Yes. I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, like we can edit that time out. Okay. But I'm going to explain. One of the reasons I did this is I think one great way to have girls' night is if you're hosting. Yep. You create your favorite drink, maybe dedicate it to the girls' night. It can be a brand new drink you created that day, or you just create your favorite drink. So what I've created is something I call a tequila martini. I don't know why I name it that, but it's tequila. I pull an orange off the tree in my backyard. I cut it in half and squeeze all of the juice from that, and then I scrape all the pulp out. Then I slice a lime, and I put just a little bit of that. I shake it up in a shaker with ice, and then I pour it in a glass, and then I run the rim of that glass in pink Himalayan salt. So they're going to bring that out, and we're going to enjoy this podcast. When did you start designing your jewelry?
Oh, there's our drink. I started designing jewelry about 13 years ago now.
Okay, so let's stop right fast and cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations on your first podcast.
Thank you.
Do I get to take a sip?
Yes, let's take a sip.
I mean, that's really good. Also, you like a strong drink. Girl after my own heart.
I do. That's why we have to sip it. So what, was it a friend by any chance that encouraged you to do this or who encouraged you?
Actually, I have to be honest, my ex-husband encouraged me to do it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, he at the time was like, what do you want to do? I was sort of trying to figure it all out and he said to me, just say it. We all have a dream. We all want to do something. It doesn't matter whether you do it or not. You got to put it out in the universe. And I said, I want to design jewelry. And he's like, so design it. I had gone to school for child and family psychology. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I decided to really teach myself and to see if it could work. And
it worked.
I am.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you right now. It worked.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Thank you. You're very creative, obviously.
Thank you.
And you have an eye for detail and an eye for design. Your jewelry is truly beautiful.
Thank you.
And I love it how you create an entire collection and then you move on to another stone or another look.
I love doing it. And it's become like my third child. And I love working and I love designing and I love the whole process and I love seeing the ideas and the designs come to life. And
that's so wonderful. When you say your ex-husband, everyone I'm sure already knows that you were married to Tobey Maguire.
I was.
And I love that he was so supportive.
Yes.
So back on our topic of today's.
And by the way, still is very supportive. Happens to be my best friend. So
I love that.
I lucked out.
I was going to ask you, when you were married, did he support Girls' Night?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Of course.
I love that.
I think he would, it made me just a happier person, you know?
I love that. Because my husband has always supported girls' night, girls' trips.
Yeah.
And on the same vein, he's the one that encouraged me to do this podcast.
Great. Yes.
So I love that.
Yeah. We all need cheerleaders in our life.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And I think.
And my girls, by the way, are my biggest cheerleaders.
Isn't that wonderful?
My girlfriends are my everything.
I think it's very important that we all have girlfriends in our life.
Yeah.
And when I say girlfriends, it's not like you have to have a big group.
Nope.
Just having one is important.
100%.
I've always thought, sadly, I lost my sister over a year ago. And I always referred to her as my girlfriend.
Of course.
I always said, you're my person.
Yeah.
So even if they're related, they're still your girlfriend. They're still.
Absolutely. And I'm so sorry to hear that. And we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounded just incredible in
Thank
your relationship
you.
With
she
her.
Was.
And I have two sisters. So I don't know, you know. They're definitely they're my everything.
Yes.
So I get it.
So it's just having that female, that very important female in your life.
Absolutely.
If it's one or six or a dozen.
Yep.
It's just, in my opinion, very important to have that kind of a relationship in your life.
And listen, my girlfriend, Sarah Foster, who you know,
yes,
she's the best.
I love her.
She's, you know, I think my first call in the morning and my last call at night. You know, it's like it's like a constant check-in.
Yes,
it's like it's like your stone, your cornerstone.
It's like
just
your person.
Touch it.
Yeah. It's like your person.
Yeah.
I always say that. But having a female friend to me is having that person in your life that you know would rather be laughing than crying.
Yeah.
But they'll cry with you.
Oh, yeah. They're there for it all.
Like you can say everything and anything and they won't. You just don't, you don't have to be afraid to say or do anything with them because they always have your back. Not that
100%.
Men don't, not that your husbands or your significant other or your brother, whatever, a man in your life won't, but there is a difference. I think there's a difference.
Listen, I'm lucky I have some incredible men in my life too.
Yes,
so.
Yes. I have to tell you, I was very close to my father. I have a twin brother and I raised boys and two grown men. They're now grown men. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for men.
Yes.
But Bill always says, when you say but, forget what I just said. I really feel. However, having girlfriends and having a girl's night, I believe, is very, very important. So let me ask you this. When you have a girl's night,
yes,
what's your favorite way to do it, staying in or going out?
I mean, I think that just depends on a mood.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. I think I've had amazing nights in and I've had amazing nights out.
Oh.
You know, there's nothing like going out to a really fun dinner and going out after and drinking, dancing, just
so you like to
letting loose.
You like to dance.
I do after a few tequilas. You probably don't want to see me dance without tequila, or I really don't want to see myself dance without tequila, but I love to dance.
How fun.
I love to dance.
What about singing? Do you like to sing?
I love to sing. I'm pretty tone deaf. I have an absolutely awful voice.
So do you and your friends ever do karaoke?
I mean, we've done karaoke, but we're not big karaoke-ers.
Yeah. In fact, we should do it like right now because—
God. Are you really springing karaoke?
Yes, I am.
For anyone listening, I swear on my life, the tequila, it was a surprise, and now the karaoke is
a surprise. Because if you can't have a girlfriend surprise you— then who can you and not get
oh, God.
In trouble?
Okay.
I'm not in trouble,
okay,
right?
Okay, only for you. Oh, God.
I'm so glad that the... Oh, it's time to go.
Oh.
Can you see
the ocean, sending big waves.
I'm going to have to just look at the speaker.
Into motion.
Oh, we need that louder.
Like a single word.
Good.
Can make a heart open. I'm only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all the things I didn't say, the wrecking ball inside my brain, I was screaming.
Were we that bad? Were we that bad?
Look
at them. They're over there. Everyone's over there laughing.
I thought we were actually amazing. I was just getting started.
I was just getting started. Oh, bravo.
All right. We got to go karaoke.
Yes, we do. Yes, we
that
do.
That was too fun.
That was so fun. And I think we're going to be really embarrassed because I was like right on top of the mic and
No, you moved back. I was on top of the mic.
Okay,
you're
going
to have to edit me if you can.
I think when we hear that back, I'm looking at everybody and they're all laughing over there. But
I think they're impressed.
Thumbs up? Okay. Of course, they all get a salary paid by me, but oh, how fun. Thank you for doing that.
You are welcome.
Tell me some of the things that you insist on doing when you get together with the girls. What do you think is really important to do?
I have to just say, in general, I'm a firm believer that you need to surround yourself with people that you really trust and that you really love and that you really care about. So I think when you get girls together, I think that it's important to, of course, you want a good environment. You want it to feel great. You want food. You want, you know, yes, drinks. You want everything to make people feel good. But you also want to create an environment where you can be yourself.
Yes.
And you can say anything and do anything. And it doesn't matter who's in the room. And you just feel 100% yourself.
Yes.
So I think that creating environments where people just feel amazing is all that matters.
I agree. Now, tell me, is there an unwritten rule or is there a conversation you have with your friends if someone wants to bring someone new, a stranger, to your outings when you all get together? Is that like an open policy that anyone can bring someone new?
So I was sort of always taught in my family, there's always an extra seat at the table.
I love that.
You know?
Yes.
Like if somebody wants to come somewhere or somebody needs a place to be or somebody wants to have dinner with you or lunch, like, of course, bring them.
Yes.
Like, you don't exclude people.
Good.
With that said, I think, listen, certain people are just understandably more private than others. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have to be able to read a room and know your friends. And I think even if I was bringing someone to my best friend's house, I would still call
right
and say, hey, I've got my girlfriend, she's in town, or so-and-so, or you've met her before. Could I bring her? Could I invite her? Mm-hmm. I just think that that's sort of just, you know, the right thing to do.
I agree. That's what I was just going to say. I think it's just good manners.
Yeah, it's good manners.
It's just good manners to say, I know it's usually just us, but I have a friend visiting or I have family and can she come along? And of course, again, good manners will speak then and say, of course, because I agree with you. We're talking about having fun. So you don't want to be that person that says, no.
Absolutely.
No, you can't bring someone new. It's just us. But again, if you're such good friends, you can be honest and say, you know, there's something really personal I wanted to talk about tonight.
Absolutely.
If it's okay with you. So, of course, there are limitations to who gets to come at times because you want to talk about something personal.
Yeah.
Or you're in
anything.
A dilemma and you want to discuss it with just your closest friends.
Yeah.
That friend is going to understand, I
believe.
For
sure. And we're all adults.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think one important aspect of a girls' night, too, is when you have a friend that's really struggling with something, like I just touched on, I think it's so nice when, if you're struggling, if you have something in your life that's just really upset you or you're hurting, your heart is just really hurting, to be able to call your friends and say, I want to get together, but can we just get together tonight and it not be so much about having fun, but it's more about helping so-and-so in the group, person.
There's countless nights where there has been a 7 o'clock call saying, mm-hmm, I'm coming to your house in sweats.
Yes.
And a sweatshirt and sitting on your couch for the next 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I need help.
Yes. And
you have
plenty of clinics is because this is something I can't carry on my own anymore.
Yep.
I need my girlfriends and I need to unload and talk about this and get your advice.
Of course.
So and I think that's just another really good reason to have a girls' night. It's not always about having fun. It's not always about, I was going to say eating good food, but that is always required, I believe. It's always important.
That's
to
how
have.
I grew up. You
good
know?
Food.
Always
yeah.
food around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, listen, of course, a great fun night. We all want a great fun night. Who doesn't want a great fun night? And any capacity, you know, whether with your boyfriend, yes, on a date, with your girlfriends, like whatever. Everybody wants a great fun night. But I think like the foundation of a girlfriend is really just to have
unconditional.
That person.
That's right.
That understands you, your heart, and will be there for you no matter what, on a night that's fun or a night that's nothing.
I agree. I love hearing that. When we were preparing for this podcast today, the girls on the staff here, and I keep saying the girls, we got a new hire here in the office, is just wonderful, a man. We got a man on the staff,
nice,
named Tulu, and he's so talented. So he was a part, I say the girls, he was a part of this conversation as well. And they were all saying, oh, you must ask how Jennifer or anyone feels about one of the friends showing up with their significant other, their boyfriend or their husband. And I went, oh, I don't think I'm going to ask that because it's no longer a girls' night. So I don't think that ever happens. Has that ever happened with your friends?
Listen, I'm lucky. Like, my friends have great people, like significant others in their lives, you know? So there's not really one I can think of that I'm like, oh, what a bummer that he's coming or she's coming. Yeah. Well, maybe I could think of like one. I don't know.
Because I could think of a lot. Like, but, I honestly don't think any of my girlfriends would want me showing up with Philip.
I doubt that. I'd be sitting him down and be like, I need advice. You need to work me through this right now, buddy.
That's why I said it, because I think the other girls might think, oh, she's getting some advice that I really need, but then this turns into a therapy session. So that's the only reason I say
it. I mean, who doesn't want some therapy from your husband? Let's be honest. I think every girl's night could use him, to be
honest. Like, I would invite any girlfriend over by herself, and I would say, sit down and ask him anything you want, because he's that sweet, too.
Can I?
He's brilliant. Yes. Come home with
me. I'll be there tonight. I've got some questions.
And I'll serve the margaritas.
I've got some questions. Although I have a feeling you have...
I think I could tell you exactly what he would say.
I would say you probably give even better advice, I have a feeling. You're probably the secret sauce.
Sauce. 47 years. Exactly. I feel like I know what he would say.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Well, great. I've got some questions. Okay. When this gets turned off...
Call me.
No. I think that, again, that just goes back to your question of, do you ask somebody and say, hey, can I bring so-and-so? I think that if you are... designating something as a girls' night, right? And let me tell you something. We've had some great men that are invited to girls' night.
True,
let me be clear.
True. Men make great friends.
Yeah. So, you know, they just, they're like, they're one of the girls. And that's a huge compliment.
It's true.
So I think that if you're saying, hey, I've got girls' night at my house tonight. Here's who's coming. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, hey, do you mind if I bring my husband? Again, what you're saying, I don't ever like saying no. I'm more the merrier. I want people to say it. But then I feel like you would want to open it up.
So you're calling it couples night now.
Right. Or not everybody's a couple. So you're just saying, you know what? A couple people are bringing their husbands. If you want to, no pressure. You don't have to. It's just whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think every night you've got to, again, read the room.
Right.
But I think it's all about just creating an environment where people are happy and excited and want to be together.
Wonderful.
And it's different if it's a big group or it's different if three of you are getting together.
I agree. I was going to say, too, because when you become mine and Philip's age group, it's not about really age getting, I don't want to say getting older, but when you become a part of our age group, our best friends are couples. So it's like almost kind of odd to just invite the wife of some of our very best friends. But I do think that once the husbands start showing up, it becomes a couples night. It's no longer a girls night. So that's just still a great idea, but I have to say, I really love just the girls. Mm-hmm. I really love just the girls. It's a different atmosphere. It's a completely different atmosphere when it's just the girls. Always. I will tend to say things that I would not say in front of my husband. I'll be honest with you. They're not like bad things. They're not things about him, but sometimes men just don't get it.
So I once had, this might be going off no, on a go whole right, other right thing. I once had a therapist say to me, he goes, you put a group of women in a room and you put a group of men in a room and you give them each a problem to solve, like an issue, right? Mm-hmm. Not that complicated, easy something to solve. And you tell them both rooms, you have 1 hour to solve it. Men will discuss it. They'll come up with the solution. They'll be out of the room. Women will take that full hour to break it down, build it back up, discuss it, go through it, come up with another scenario,
every
single way.
Scenario,
and then we'll come out of the room in an hour and be like, okay, we've got the answer. Like, the guys are like, we've had the answer for 55 minutes, you know?
Yes.
But I think that's—
ours is always better though, don't you think?
I mean, listen, you know, if I'm being honest, yeah, I think so.
You know, in my opinion, I don't think any decision can be made without a woman involved.
You know what? I think that I could agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that, listen, men and women together, though, you know, when you find that balance and you can figure it out together and the yin and the yang, I think
it's
is
exactly
amazing.
Right.
But
I really believe that. I'm talking from as small as, you know, should we mow the grass today or tomorrow, or as high as the government.
Yeah.
Like, a woman should be involved with every decision being made.
I agree.
You know your classic supplements like vitamin C, vitamin D, and even protein powders. But do you know where they come from? Thankfully, there's Ora Organic, a super clean nutrition company that some of you may have seen in Neiman Marcus, Urban Outfitters, or Vitamin Shoppe. Ora Organic makes 100% plant-based supplements because it's more sustainable and higher quality. And you know how I feel about supplements that are plant-based. I love them. They make everything from vitamin C to protein and pre-workout. They even make apple cider vinegar in tablet form. That's fantastic. So for the Secret Squad, Ora Organics is offering 15% off with the code Robin McGraw. Just head over to Ora.organic. That's www.ora.organic. It's .organic because they make organic products. Check it out at www.ora.organic and use the promo code Robin McGraw for 15% off. Lola is a female-founded company that believes women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. They offer pads, liners, tampons, plus gynecologist-approved cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on the body. Plus, Lola products come in a customizable subscription. Choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, and frequency of delivery. And for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. I love that. I keep these products around the office for all the girls here, and everyone loves them. For 40% off your first month subscription, visit MyLola.com and enter Got a Secret when you subscribe. That's MyLola.com, code Got a Secret. Now, back to Girls Night. Okay. Do y'all like to play games? Do you like games?
Sure.
Oh, I have some games for us to play.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay, great.
I love games. And this is where I have to admit that I'm very competitive.
Okay.
So I have a game here.
Okay.
And I have two, but we can just play the one. Okay.
Whatever you want.
So, never have I ever.
Oh, this game has gotten me in some trouble. But
oh, you played it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or would you rather?
Listen, let's go. Let's see what I'm going to answer.
Okay. So, for never have I ever, you have a bell. And your bell.
Where's my bell?
Is, oh, I think I got, have it. I'm going to
have
it
my
to
bell.
You. Because we have two different bells.
Okay.
They sound different. So the listeners can know.
That's my bell, guys. This is
and
Jen's
this is
bell.
My bell.
Okay.
It's so cute. It's hot pink.
It's adorable.
Okay. So what you're going to do is ring the bell if you've done what I'm going to read off.
Oh.
If you've done it, you ring the bell.
Okay.
Never have I ever had a hair blunder. Oh, do you want to tell yours?
Hair blunder?
Hair blunder.
I mean, every day of my life.
And
I don't know.
Who hasn't really?
Okay.
Mine's a really long story, but truly, who hasn't?
Yeah, all the time.
I'll quickly tell mine because it's really bad. Because I love change, and I just got restless on a Monday. All the salons were closed, and I just thought, I want to change my hair. So we lived in Dallas across the street from the Four Seasons. I ran over to the salon, and I said, let's just change my hair. And he goes, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's get rid of the highlights and just go a little darker. He dyed, permanent hair dye. He dyed my hair black. It was so black, I was like, oh, wow, you got it a little dark. And I got home, and a girlfriend told me, like, use Prel shampoo or Prel dish soap.
Oh.
And I got in the shower and I washed it like 18, 20 times.
Oh, God.
And my skin was just so dry, it was peeling off and not a change in the hair color because it was permanent dye. It was
bad.
I looked like Cruella de Vil. And I just couldn't believe it. So I thought, well, I'll just have to wait until tomorrow when my girl comes in and maybe she can help me. And I'm in the kitchen. We lived on the golf course in Dallas and I look out. It was Monday. Our friend is the golf pro. He plays with celebrities and athletes. And I look out and I see that he's on the 17th tee box right in our backyard, and he's with Michael Bolton. I was like, oh, my God. I always had a little bit of a crush on him and thought he was really handsome, and he just cut his hair off, and he looked really handsome. I'm just going to say. He had on a black shirt. And then I see our friend, the pro, pointing to our home, and they're walking off the golf course. They're coming around the house. They came to the front door. And I'm like, well, I was so starstruck, I forgot about my hair. And I opened the door and they're both just staring at me. It's like, my God, I've stared at him. And Paul, our friend, says, he was looking at your home and I told him y'all built it and he's building a home. And I said, oh, come on in. I went, oh, wait a minute. I picked up my hair. I said, this is not the way I wear my hair. This is a mistake. This is a mistake that really went bad. And he just was, I had a major hair change as well. I said, it looks really great on you. Jordan was about 8 years old. He came to the catwalk up and I said, Jordan, look, his hair. And he goes, who is he?
I'm sure it looked better than you think.
It looked horrible. And the bad part about it is a month later, we were in Chicago, Oprah was having some event, and Michael Bolton comes up, and I went, Michael.
How'd your hair look?
He did. My hair looked great.
Okay, good.
It had been fixed. He didn't recognize me.
Oh, God.
And I kept saying, you remember? You were in our home. I was. So, I mean, it was a really bad, bad, bad hair blunder. Okay, so never have I ever skinny dipped.
We don't have to tell that story, do we?
We don't have to tell that story because I think I just did this last week. So, okay. Never have I ever been trapped in an elevator. I've never been trapped. I'm so claustrophobic.
I've never been trapped. Thank God.
Okay. So, oh, never have I ever fallen in love at first sight. I fell in love with Philip at first sight. I believe in that. You believe in that?
Totally.
Totally. I wouldn't admit that. I've done it, but wait a minute. Never have I ever snooped through my partner's phone. I tried to gently do that, but I'm not admitting to that.
There you go. You know what?
I shouldn't have rung that bell.
No. 47 years. If he's going to be upset about that, he's got, you know. Yeah.
Seriously, he knows it. Okay. So there's a lot here, but let me go to this one. Never have I ever had a paranormal experience.
I mean, I don't even know really how to answer that question. Not really. But I mean, I think there's moments where I feel certain energy or you see signs and you're like, oh my God, that was a sign.
Just all of a sudden
you're like, or you ask for a sign and you get it and it's there. But I've never had anything scary.
Nor have I. I do believe in signs from above.
Yeah. I don't want to.
I believe in prayer and I believe in answered prayer.
I don't want a ghost. I don't want anyone coming to me, please.
No. But that leads me to the next topic for girls' night. Another experience because I love to do this. I love to bring in psychics, mediums. I don't live my life by them. I never even record or take notes when I bring someone in, but I just love to do it as a group for entertainment. And I have my very favorite. I really consider him more of a best friend. So I guess there are girls' nights I have where a man comes into
here?
The room, and I have him here.
How do you feel about it? So hold on a second.
Okay.
I love this stuff.
Oh,
like I'm obsessed
so
with it. But what if I have like a couple questions for him after the podcast?
No problem. No problem. He's such a sweet, fun.
I'm
but
so excited.
So smart. He's like, he's so good at what he does.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We Amazing. All bring him in as entertainment and fun. But
he's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
Oh my God. Okay. Well,
we'll
get to know him on and off camera.
Yes, we will. So, Jennifer, let me introduce you to Bill Phillips. He's a psychic and a medium and also an author. And I just read his last book. And in fact, I've read it quite a few times. And Bill says that for as long as he can remember, he has seen spirits and actually from the very beginning didn't quite know what to make of it. He loves doing readings, and especially when he can bring through loved ones who have passed, because to him, he gives him a sense of peace and knows that it brings peace to those who have lost their loved ones. So Bill's agreed to come here today and sit with us and do a reading for you, if you're open to that.
So basically, consider me just a channel. You know, the word psychic and medium is used a lot in mainstream today, but I consider myself a channel for information to flow through. And when I make that connection, I'm never sure if it's going to be the past or the present or the future that I'm tuning into. That's the only caveat to this. So you might hear me reference things now that will have more significance, like in a few weeks from now, in a few months from now.
Okay.
So they want me to tell you first that even coming out of the past this year, they're showing me April or so, that you have come into a new phase of your life in which you're attracting people to you that are giving back to what you've always given to them. So I feel guided to tell you first that that nurturing, loving energy that you, I feel like it wasn't always recognized, but it's being more recognized now. And I feel like Spirit wants me to tell you, keep doing this right now. Okay, I see a lot of expansion happening around you as well. And I also see a for sale sign. And whenever I see a for sale sign, it usually indicates something to do with moving, buying, or selling in the not too distant future. Okay, so I do feel a few people as well around you in Spirit kind of just saying that they're helping you right now. They're supporting you on your journey. I feel a very strong maternal grandmother energy, and I also feel a father figure as well. And they're kind of coming in saying that she's been through the gamut and to keep on going right now. Okay, so would you understand that this year has been very transformational for you, very shifting for you. And they want me to say that this started really significantly in the spring that keeps showing me April for some reason. So that feels very significant, okay? Yeah. On the expansion level, they are calling you a visionary as well. So I know that right now you're in this process of expansion and growth. And I keep seeing two different spaces or two different real estate, something along those lines. So do you have two spaces right now?
Like
a home and like an office space or two mm-hmm. different spaces?
A few, yeah.
And were you talking recently about signing a lease or something or expanding to another location?
Yeah.
And I see that happening very soon, actually. So okay. It feels to me like it's before the end of the year.
Okay.
But more so like October-ish area, I feel very drawn to. So okay. I feel like there's a lot of movement happening right now in okay. the world. I also keep seeing a wedding around you, too. They keep wanting me to bring up a wedding for you. So I don't know if that means attending a wedding, being in the wedding, but there's something very significant being spoken about, a wedding. So I pick okay. up on that strongly as well. Very, just very clear energy, very loving energy, and they want me to encourage you to write down your thoughts onto paper. You're about to be doing something more with writing right now.
Okay.
Has that happened recently?
Not yet.
Are you thinking about it possibly? A thought in your head?
Not yet.
Okay, it's coming soon for okay. you. It's supposed to be you basically having a voice and sharing it with the world.
Okay.
And so they're encouraging you to do that and to basically know that you are in your power now. The past is in the past. To keep that flow going and to kind of it's a healing of letting go of the past, really. So I feel like they're really wanting to push that with you right now, at the moment. Okay. They keep bringing up April again. So what happened?
My birthday?
Oh, I mean, okay.
My birthday's in April?
Okay.
Maybe that has something to do with it?
So a whole new year for you then, starting in April, which makes sense to me. And did you make some, like, resolution or some type of birthday resolution of, like, sort of cutting out the fat or sort of letting go of people that were no longer serving you?
I probably made some really good wishes.
Okay.
I had a good birthday.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So that part feels really good to me. And I know that they're pushing like healing the heart center, healing that part of you. And it started your birthday of this year, actually. I'm sure it's been a work in progress for some time, but they want me to recognize this for you and talk about the fact that this is your year. So yeah, I heard this earlier too. So they just want me to keep expressing to you. This is your year. This
Great.
Is your year. And I also keep seeing a lot of painting, construction, things like that going on as well, and a window being put in, something along those lines. Are you redoing a space right now or about to be doing this?
Not yet, but maybe that has to do with a new lease or something you were talking about?
I think so. So definitely pick up on that. There's a two reference. So do you have children?
Yes.
And they're showing me two, and then they're putting a dash and a three there. So some kind of connection with like a third child or being responsible for a third child as well. They want me to bring that up. So do you have two kids right now?
I have two right now.
Okay. So I want to say that I do feel like within the course of things, there will be another child. And they're talking about... it's almost like recycling of spirit energy, bringing through someone else that was sort of the timing wasn't right on the other side. So I feel like there is a lot of potential for that as well around you. Okay. I feel like it's love for some reason. So does that make any sense to you?
I mean, all of this is making sense.
Okay. Like, okay,
all of
okay.
it. Nothing sounds crazy yet.
Okay. Okay. So it's definitely going to be, I feel, a bright year, especially going towards December, January. I see a lot of very meaningful moments coming into your world.
A wedding?
Connecting, growing together.
He said there was a wedding.
Well, is it her wedding?
Well, I'm not entirely sure about that, but I just saw a wedding around you. So yeah. So when I see these things, these impressions, it either means
that... I have friends getting married.
That might be what it is. So it's, and are you helping at all with any of this? Are you going to be... like helping with any of the
maybe
production
one of, them.
Of it or okay. I see the mountains around you as well. Some type of trip where I see you immersed in nature in the mountains. And then I see you in the water as well. So I see you traveling a lot too. So a lot of it's almost like they're talking about just being unleashed, unchained, and feeling like a free woman. And that's supposed to be important for you to hear today.
Okay. Okay.
Could that be a honeymoon she's going on without traveling?
I'm sorry. I love your questions. They're amazing.
But that's sort of what I'm picking up on right now. So, yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to put an end to this podcast today because I think that Jennifer has some private time she needs in the back with.
I'm going to go steal you right now.
Bill, I think Jennifer could use a little private time, like, you know, get those questions answered.
I know you want to be there.
Whose wedding is it?
I know you want to be there.
I want to be there.
Yeah, you can be there.
You know, it was very, I'm just going to tell the listeners right now, it's very hard for me to be quiet all that time, but I was so mesmerized by it, though. At the same time, I got a lot of questions.
I'll take having a great year. I mean, you know, who doesn't want to hear that?
Exactly. Absolutely. And I feel like your birthday party must have been a huge celebration. Very happy time.
That was, it was, very positive. I have to be honest, we had a really good time. It was so fun. The cops came.
Okay. So that's a really good sign of a really good night.
So
right?
That was a good way to start
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And one little thing I have to tell you before we end this today. Philip and I and our very best friends, I mentioned earlier, the Dawsons, Bill and Pat and Dawson, we had taken a trip together and we were in Paris and we were at the Hotel Athénée and we were sitting in the hall, which is their gallery hallway, and it was part of their restaurant. Yeah. And we were sitting there and swoosh, swoosh, two children, beautiful. And I looked at them and I went, wow. They're so beautiful and cute. They had the biggest smiles on their faces, but I knew I recognized them, but they went by pretty fast. And then just a matter of a few seconds, you went by. But I had just looked up, and I thought,
And we didn't know each other
that
well.
No, we hadn't really been together much. But I thought, was that Jennifer Meyer? And I did, but I just kind of looked at you, and the only way I knew it was you was because your purse had your initials on it, I believe.
Yes, that red purse.
Yes.
It was a great purse to travel
in. It was beautiful, yes.
That's so funny.
I got to find her, but we never got to see each other again.
We had the best meant to be. Summer, my kids and I. I decided to take them to Europe for a month, basically.
Isn't that wonderful?
And we went to Paris. They had never been. I mean, I know that sounds sort of over the top and super fancy, but once in a while, I think we were a little decadent. And we did Paris, and they loved it. And I do remember one story with my kids in Paris. I took them to Louvre. I'm like, you have to see the Mona Lisa. And there were 500 people trying to get to the Mona Lisa. I mean, literally, it's like, whew.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't care. We are getting to the Mona Lisa,
because
and we are going to see it.
At that age to remember it.
And people are, they don't care if you're with kids. They are pushing. They smell horrible.
Yes.
They're screaming. Yeah. Everyone is just, you're in like a stampede. And my kids were like, Mom, what are you doing to us? Show us a picture. What's going on? So we get up to the Mona Lisa. I take the picture. We take all the pictures. They're like, so over it. My son has one of those moments. He falls on the ground of the Louvre, hysterical. No. He's like, I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere. You just almost killed me. I'm like, get up, we're going. But we had the best time and ran around. And
you know, I looked up because I felt their energy. They were so happy. The smiles on their faces. And we talked earlier about signs. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was a sign that we were supposed to meet and be friends.
Yes. Well,
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here
today. Oh, congratulations. This is going to be amazing. Thank you for having me as your first guest.
You are so welcome.
Hey, it's Dr. Phil. I don't mean to interrupt here. Well, I guess I do since I am. But I want you to hear a clip of Robin's next podcast, I've Got a Secret. It's episode 2, The Secret of Loving Your V Word, and that's vulnerability. Now, she's got two guests here, Corinne Odeny. She's an artist, model, and creator of this really fun game, We're Not Really Strangers, that's just gone viral. And you're going to hear Robin answering some questions about it. Also, Becky Robinson is there. She's a stand-up comedian, writer, and actress, and she's just more fun than the law should allow, I can guarantee you. So I'm going to let you hear this little clip, and then when you finish, you can continue listening to Robin's first episode and then subscribe to I've Got a Secret with Robin McGraw, which you can download on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
So finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as blank, only I know that I am blank.
Strangers would describe me as all put together, but I know I'm really a mess.
No way you're a mess.
Oh, I am a mess. I make a mess.
You do?
I make the biggest mess. Oh, I leave behind the biggest mess. And I'm not all put together because at home I'm like, no makeup. I'll stay in my pajamas for the weekend.
Love
the
it.
Best. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not all put together.
I love that.
Do you think that kind of a messy organizer, like how has that contributed to you finding your success and like becoming a successful businesswoman?
Because I'm so organized and I'm such a detailed person that my other side, my messy resting side at home and everything allows me to be like laser focused when I need to be.
Balance.
And I don't put any pressure on myself.
Now, Robin is discussing the importance of vulnerability in this episode, and she also opens up and is really vulnerable about parts of her life that you might not know about her. And you're going to really have fun with this. I certainly do. But travel over and subscribe to I've Got a Secret. Okay, I'm going to quit interrupting, let you get back to this first episode of Robin's new podcast.